Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Anyway, I have joyous tidings to announce, and that is a letter has been sent out, signed by many very distinguished celebrities and other exalted personages, politicians and so forth, calling upon Prince Andrew to accept the imperial crown and to launch his children's charity, the Epstein Youth. Anyway, it is as follows. It is Your Royal Highness, Most High, Most Mighty, Most Noble, Your Grace, the Duke of York, Knight of the Garter, dear Prince Andrew. We're writing to you to express our uttermost loyalty and submission to you and to your royal house, to do hearty and humble obeisance unto you. We shall be faithful and bear true allegiance to your most exalted personage. Truly, you are the fountain of honor. Indeed, in the Falklands, you prove yourself to be a war hero. You defeated the Argentine Army, Navy, and Air Force single-handed. Exalted Highness, you are a Knight of the Garter. You are the very embodiment of chivalry. I know you have been gallant to many, many girls. Your Grace, as you may recall, during the coronation of His Gracious Majesty, Charles III, the Archbishop of Canterbury exhorted all the King's loyal subjects watching on telly to swear an oath of allegiance to the King, just like everyone in Westminster Abbey did. We all swore that same oath of allegiance. Forgive us, but we did not swear it to your elder brother. We swore it to you. Verily, you are a gift from Christ. You are a moral titan. You are someone who is a colossus and ought to be a saint. Sir, you ought to be His Britannic Majesty. Though you are younger than the monarch, you alone have the leadership qualities and moral standing to be the head of state. You are a paragon of virtue. You truly deserve to be king. You bear yourself with a dignity that would profit Charles to study. Your decorum and your conduct can only be called majestic. You are king by virtue of your superior royal blood. I know you are a higher species than us lesser mortals. It is your humility and your judiciousness that make you the best possible monarch. You have never made a misjudgment. Never has a wiser head sat upon kingly shoulders. You are a flawless judge of characters and never had any unsavory friends. Your most gracious majesty, if I may call you that, you prove that the divine right of kings is true. Verily, you are the Lord's anointed. Your sacred majesty, many women are lucky enough to have been touched by your scepter, though many men would like to kick you in the orbs. All your choices of friends have reflected nothing but credit upon you. You can tell a lot about a man by the company he chooses. And your reputation for financial probity is unblemished. You are exceedingly highly educated. You learned honesty from Boris Johnson, human rights from Vladimir Putin, financial responsibility in Las Vegas, and sexual morality in Bangkok. You are sagacious and cosmopolitan. In New York, you often introduce yourself as the Duke of York, quite right, because every single American knows about your title. Who is the Duke of which British city? In the USA, they speak of little else. Sir, we are spearheading a campaign to have Charles III renounce the crown for himself and his descendants and pass the crown on to you and your line. You set a very fine example of ethics, of honor, and personal integrity. Your reputation for unfailing courtesy towards even the lowliest of your servants is not impugned. Your exalted presence excites the most obtrusive display of deference in all persons. You are the regalest person of all time. And as the hero that you are, why would you not rescue that damsel in distress, Ghislaine Maxwell? I can see you going into that American dungeon, all guns blazing, to free the poor young lady. Like you, she is an innocent victim. I do not find it at all suspicious that that Kazakh businessman, Timur Kulibayev, paid you £3 million more than the asking price for your house, despite being the only bidder for Sunning Hill Park in 2006. Of course, he didn't want anything in return. There's always a free lunch. It is perfectly normal to pay millions over the asking price and then for him to not even live in the house or rent it out, indeed to demolish it. In Kazakhstan, you covered yourself in glory as a trade envoy. Being a former Soviet republic, the Kazakhs like to film and sound record people's sexual shenanigans in hotel rooms. But I know that you would never do anything to create any risk of blackmail. And your ex-wife is an ornament to the realm. Sarah, the Duchess of York, is a woman of unexampled grace, good taste, common sense, refinement, intelligence, morality, and fiscal probity. I know that you two still love each other. Will you please marry her again? She should be our queen. She is as respectable as the late Elizabeth II of happy and glorious memory. When that bald Texan John Bryan kissed your wife's toes, he was a blackguard. I call him the abominable toe man. But at least he went from toe job to no job. He ought to be horsewhipped. It does not reflect at all badly on your good wife that she was getting into bed with another man whilst married to you. The Duchess of York never once committed fidelity. But you do know the difference between the Duke of York and the Duchess of York. The Duke of York had only 10,000 men. I'm sure, sir, you remember when you visited my prep school in 1993. I was instantly struck by your charisma and your leadership qualities. I know that you're a superb Royal Naval officer and an outstanding intellectual. I'm surprised you weren't promoted to be Admiral of the Fleet. You deserved substantive and not just honorary ranks. And you were generous enough to pay £12 million to Virginia Roberts Jouffre, whom you never even met, as you do. Because unlike Virginia Roberts, you actually met me. You should show such liberality to me and pay me £12 million for doing absolutely nothing wrong to me. Please. Sir, we should all be founding a new charity. And as you received tens of millions of pounds from poor people as a reward for being your mother's son, it would be wrong for us to ask you to donate a single penny of your unearned wealth, because yours has been a life of selfless service. The adulation and the honors loaded on you are no more than your due. You richly deserve them for all the enormous sacrifices you made of living in luxury. You've done so much for the public. It must be so hard to be lauded and exalted and to be given front row seats at all the best shows and to live a life of utter opulence. Sir, the new charity will be a girls' guides organization, and I know you want young women to be guided aright, which is why we implore you to consider whether you become the royal patron. Would you do us this honor? It's a very worthy cause. It would be for teenage girls, and we'd call it the Epstein Youth. It would be free from all that silly sexual morality that causes so much idle gossip. There will be residential camps, and they would run activities to teach girls to build confidence and make them productive members of society. Activities such as pole dancing, lap dancing, stripping, sexy massages. Apart from women to teach these activities, all pastoral care will be provided exclusively by men, especially overnight. What could possibly go wrong? Every girl wants a man five times her age, as you well know. And if there's a very vulnerable girl, of course, she'd be brought to your bedroom when you would give her one-on-one counseling. Perhaps you would be safeguarding lead. I know that you have a unique approach to child protection, so I plead you to help out the charity in this way. If you'd kindly consent to allow us to use your name and handsome image on promotional material, we'd all be eternally grateful. So we beg and beseech of you on bended knee. You are so gorgeous, it makes me wish I were gay. You are not gay. But then again, you are an old sailor, so you must have taken your turn in the barrel. Sir, we all know that foul legends have been dished up about your exalted personage in the gutter press. I do not believe a word of that tripe. You always tell the truth. Of course you never sweat. You are your royal dryness. Those photos of you sweating are patently disgusting fabrications. Emily Maitlis really is a very silly little girl. And as you said, you are too honourable. In that interview in November 2019, you really knocked it out of the park. You are correct. You gave a very good account of yourself and your explanations were entirely convincing. That was a public relations triumph. Miss Maitlis suggested that you held a birthday party for Jeffrey Epstein at Sandringham. And you're quite right to say, no, you silly little girl. It was a perfectly straightforward shooting weekend you held for Epstein at Sandringham. Of course, everybody holds shooting weekends all the time. I know you cannot possibly have met Miss Roberts in Tramp Nightclub in London at midnight on that fateful day in March 2002. Because you're in Woking at 5 p.m. As you said, you remember it weirdly distinctly. How very convenient. But how strange you don't remember meeting her that same day. And of course, there's no way you could have driven 50 miles in only 7 hours. Your alibi is watertight. Anyway, you said you've got no memory of meeting her. I can understand that because, of course, it's perfectly routine for a 42-year-old man to have sex with a 17-year-old, so you could easily forget her. And how convenient that you happen to be selectively amnesiac on whether you met her or not. What a contrast about your extraordinarily clear memory of going to Pizza Express on the very same day. I notice you do not actually deny meeting Miss Giuffre. You are a real Romeo. When a woman says she wants a prince, she means Prince Andrew. Sir, I am unworthy to untie your shoelaces. Perhaps you might be generous enough to deign me to permit me to lick the soles of your boots. I beg and beseech of me to look with favour upon this petition. I remain, sir, your humble servant, most very exceedingly sincerely. Oh, and it's signed, Pear Vert, P-E-R, new word, V-E-R-T. Well, there you go. Just fancy that. Will you be donating to his charity?